Daryl's pistol barked as fast as a machine gun.
Sure hope that means kill him, not the other stuff.
Scott raced to his left with vampiric speed as Daryl headed to the right.
I'm pretty sure she means kill them.
Well, then why not just say it?
Unfortunately, the eight vampires who were left reached them and stopped Scott's response. Kimiko Kana's mouth was agape. Within seconds of her order, half her men were dead. She could hear the second wave of guards rushing down the hallway, but the reinforcements were not the best she had. She should never have needed the backup, but her elite were dying, and dying quickly. The vampire had just cut the head off one of her attackers and stabbed through the chainmail of another. Her kick sent his body flying to slam against a column. Then she turned her eyes to Kimiko Kana. The would-be queen wanted to stamp her foot in frustration. This was wrecking her plans. Her second wave was arriving, but it was too late. Recognizing the danger, she threw down a glass sphere that released smoke. She stepped into the etheric and into her secret chamber. The calm of her private space was reassuring as she moved to the hidden door and opened it. She stepped hurriedly into her personal room, and her human assistant came running when she pulled the bell cord.
Mistress?
It is time, Machiko.
Time! Time!
Kimiko Kana came close, her eyes turned red, and her assistant barely had time to gasp before the pain of the bite erased all other thoughts. While her men were fighting above, their leader drained the blood from her faithful servant of the past 12 years. The girl's body was dropped lifeless when her mistress was finished. She stepped over her to grab what she could. It was time to leave,